And consider this from Kissinger's On China, quote, Confucius's answer to the chaos of his era was the way of the just and harmonious society. Confucius preached a hierarchical social creed. The fundamental duty was to know thy place. To its adherents, the Confucian order offered the inspiration of service in pursuit of a greater harmony. His philosophy sought the redemption of the state through righteous individual behavior. I'll say that again, because this is essentially Bentham. Exactly Bentham. His philosophy sought the redemption of the state through righteous individual behavior. They justified themselves by, in their minds, by taming us. Continuing, oriented toward this world, his thinking affirmed a code of social conduct, not a roadmap to the afterlife, unquote. It's almost as if Kissinger, in writing this book, is saying to his fellow and incipient, the baby philosopher king statesman, we can work with them. We can work with these Chinese philosopher emperors. They too believe in the wise paternal state. And consider this from Mary Peter Mack, writing about Bentham. She was an editor of A Bentham Reader. Quote, as Bentham's pages on indirect legislation are among the most neglected of his work, so too are they among the most important. What did he mean by indirect legislation? Quote, legislation is a state of warfare, he said in another favorite metaphor. Quote, direct legislation, a formal attack made with the main body of the legislators' forces in the open field. Indirect legislation, a secret plan of connected and long concerted operations to be executed in the way of stratagem or petite guerre. His vision was remarkably Confucian. Quote from Confucius, the thing is to aim so that there should not be any lawsuits at all. Unquote from Analects. Confucius. So, and I'm going to interject here. Think about what that means, because Bentham is one of their training guides, like Plato's Republic and other writings. And I'm sure Kissinger wants to be included in that group of training manuals. Consider what this means. And also consider it in light of what we've been reading from Miklos Niesli, about the systematic step-by-step planning, which in their minds means, it's all circular, their logic is completely circular, that to be able to dupe us means they're superior to their minds. And so they craft a world of layer upon layer upon layer of duplicity and then ensure we have no time to think. They rig the game and then celebrate themselves for being smarter than everybody else. It's completely childish, as Karl Popper said, which is why they suppressed that book. He had their number. Boy, did he ever. He saw them as clearly as Miklos Niesli did. Continuing, Bentham wrote The History of Civilization, and this is from Mary Peter Mack, in different ways at different times, but he usually tied it to the relative strength of a given sanction at a given moment in history. In the most barbarous, quote-unquote, my quote-unquote, ages, the physical sanction predominated, and that's a bunch of... Well, okay, we'll continue. Sorry, shouldn't censor. Not Bentham. He was so opposed to censoring. He wanted us to do that internally. He didn't want any external censors. That was supposed to be done in childhood before we get released into the world. You know, he wanted us, our any potential threat, to be just massaged out of us in preschool or even earlier by the parents who, as he told us, were agents of the state. He didn't mince words, Mr. Bentham. That's why we need him. He told the truth, his truth. He didn't lie. He says, this is what we do. This is what you have to do. And in that sense, is easier to stomach, way easier to stomach than Plato, who liked to be sly. We need Popper for that. He's a necessary, what's the right word? We need him to heal our stomach as we go along with him, with Plato. Thank you, my Popper.